The Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 548. A physician I learn abides in this place, profound in his wisdom, abounding in grace. His skill in all cases infallible is, effectual his medicines nor ever did miss. 548. Read two portions of his word, Firstly, Philippians chapter 2, followed by Revelation chapter 5. Philippians chapter 2. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither laboured in vain. Yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. For the same cause also do ye joy and rejoice with me. But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timotheus shortly unto you, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. For all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ's. But ye know the proof of him, that as a son with the Father, he has served with me in the gospel. Him, therefore, I hope to send presently, so soon as I shall see how it will go with me. But I trust in the Lord, that I also myself shall come shortly. Yet I supposed it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother, and companion in labour, and fellow soldier, but your messenger, and he that ministered to my wants. For he longed after you all, and was full of heaviness, because that ye had heard that he had been sick. For indeed he was sick, nigh unto death, but God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. I sent him therefore the more carefully, that when ye see him again, ye may rejoice, and that I may be the less sorrowful. Receive him therefore in the Lord with all gladness, and hold such in reputation, because for the work of Christ he was nigh unto death, not regarding his life, to supply your lack of service toward me. Now, Revelation chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof?" And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, "Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof." And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odours, which are the prayers of saints. And they sung a new song, saying, "Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood, out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth." And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts, and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, and riches, and wisdom, and strength, and honour, and glory, and blessing." And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, "Blessing and honour and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb for ever and ever." And the four beasts said, "Amen." And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth for ever and ever. May the Lord bless his word and help his servant in prayer.
May the Lord indeed teach us to pray. Dear Lord, Almighty God of heaven and of earth, favour now, and Lord, it will be a favour indeed, if a sinner is drawn, draw me, and we will run after thee. Lord, could thou, in thy mercy, now rend the heavens and come down, and favour souls, sinners, to approach where thou dost dwell. And I, if I be lifted up, will draw all men. O this sinner, could these sinners this night be favoured to look and to live, to press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Dear Lord, these are deep things. These are the blessings in Christ Jesus. And Lord, that great question, shall I among them stand when thou for thy saints dost call? May there be that that goes forth from our precious, never-dying souls. Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. A sinner, one of the earth and earthy, one constantly, continually, seems ever returning to his own sad place, body of sin and death. But there is a victory. Could some sinner live this night, one of the earth and earthy, a worm of this earth. Could they be brought to say, thanks be unto God that giveth us the victory. Lord, then thy day will be blessed. Then truly it will be hallowed ground. We will hasten then to take off our shoes, as it were, from off our feet, to know the place whereon we stand is holy ground. Could we be found then, looking unto Jesus in our worship this night? Could there be that seen by faith no man, save Jesus only? Lord, in our right mind, we would hasten here. In our right mind, we would know a blessed casting out of all that disturbs, all that the old enemy so works in as he comes in like a flood, as he goes about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. To hear the voice of love and mercy sound aloud from Calvary. To hear, thee blessedly say, get thee behind me, Satan. Lord, to cast out the buyers and the sellers, all that durst intrude. Lord, then we'll truly be blessed and strengthened. We'll breathe a different air. And there'll be that full of thanksgiving and worthy the Lamb. Lord, it's by these things men live. And in the life of these things is my spirit, saith the Lord. Lord, we would pray, dear younger ones, might be brought to hear the voice then of love and mercy, that it might sound aloud this night, and that we might be blessedly drawn to. Lord, what is all our coming? Lord, if we come short, solemnly short, of Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Lord, may there be that then in the dear children. May there be that in the dear younger ones, so fast growing up in years, having grown up in years, life's pathway before. But Lord, favour them to be blessedly brought to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, to hunger and thirst for righteousness. Oh, it's not of this earth, Lord. It's not of sense and reason. It's not of imagination's utmost strength, but oh, that blessed, blessed gift, that unspeakable gift. Lord, could thou grant it to a sinner this night, laid low in the dust, but oh, could thou come? Could thou grant a blessed touch? Could there be that thanks be unto God? Oh, Lord, we would look to Thee, and may they be favoured to look to Jesus. See their mercy joined with power. And oh, Lord, be blessed indeed in Christ Jesus, worthy the Lamb. Lord, we do pray that Thou would in mercy keep them, help them. Lord, they must, if it be Thy most holy will, walk the pathway here below. But oh, that they may be favoured and kept in it all, looking unto Jesus, seeking first the kingdom of heaven and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. O Thou that hearest prayer, Lord, help them. Help them to cast their burdens. Oh, those burdens, those deep needs. Oh, on the Lord, and now Thy sustaining. Be very gracious at the voice of their cry. Oh, may there be that angel being caused to fly swiftly. May they know those blessed times looking back, blessed drawing from, having obtained help of God, I continue until this day. But Lord, do go before. Fulfill impossibilities. Lord, may they prove with God nothing shall be impossible. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Help them then, Lord, to spread the matter before the Lord, to commit their way unto Him, to trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. Strengthen them, dear Lord, on that rock which is Christ. May they prove Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, do bless in dear families. Help, Lord, each in the pathway. And oh, that they might be favoured to overcome, to stand by at times and see the angel of God work wondrously, and truly be delivered from all evil, led not into temptation. Lord, may there be that shines through, for oh, in such a day, such a generation, those sad things in our land, Lord, thou art the same. And oh, what a mercy this is. Lord, I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Lord, do bless them and strengthen them to know this. And still, look again toward thy holy temple. Hear prayer those that do bear burdens, and many of them in the midst of the pathway. Lord, those that know many also, oh, help them still to bring it all to Jesus. Remember me, O my God, concerning this also. To be precious, Lord. And oh, may there be that faith given. Oh, that they shall obtain the blessing yet. Long time in that case. But oh, strengthen in Christ Jesus, strengthened on that rock, which is Christ. Lord, those in older years, Lord, those, Lord, that can look back, oh, do help them, favour them, bless them, still to press toward the mark, to be granted patience, to be granted a blessed quietness. And Lord, do in mercy hear their cries. Oh, break down the harder marble of the heart at times. And oh, do truly strengthen us, those waiting for their Lord. And Lord, we would not forget those that come up careless, indifferent. Those that may be at home now, and oh, no desire for those precious, eternal things in Christ Jesus. No need in their soul. Know not that they are sinners, and oh, have come short. Lord, we would pray that they may know, even this night, the in the beginning God, that it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God, but oh, that it may all be in mercy. It may be thy appointed time, and any that come into thy house in such a state. And Lord, we will join in the prayer of the dear brethren. There are those about this house of prayer. There are those that have never heard thy voice. Oh, but thou didst speak, dear Lord, on this rock. Thou thyself, Lord, will build my church, and the powers of hell shall not prevail against it. Thou didst blessedly speak, Lord, of that going out into the highways, hedges, that gathering. And unto him shall the gathering of the people be, that thy house may be filled. Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. Oh, do blessedly prove in this house of prayer, about this house of prayer, I will work, and who shall let it? Lord, thy dear people will stand amazed in solemn, holy rejoicing. Thy going, Lord, we do pray then, that there may yet be that set time to favour Zion. gather sinners, gather precious souls. Go out into the highways, hedges in this, Lord, and about, Lord, the cause of truth at home and up and down our little land, yea, throughout this earthly ball. In the face of those that know terrible things, bitter persecutions, those in fear of their very lives, in great need, do thou blessedly work. Lord, in mercy then, hear our poor cries. Lord, we would bear our poor land before thee. Lord, could there be yet a turning by thy power? Lord, it must be thy work. Turn us and we shall be turned. Lord, could there be those in our royal house, those in our parliament, those in authority in so many ways? Could they be brought, as dear Hezekiah, surrounded, no way out, and then those solemn responsibilities, in those deep needs, to turn to the wall and pray to the Lord, to be granted a blessed confession, to bring it all then, and lay it at the feet of Jesus. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Lord, hear our poor cries. And Lord, we do pray that thou would hear prayer. There are those, Lord, far from these shores. Lord, do keep them, do bless them. Lord, thou didst speak to this sinner in a foreign land. Thou canst speak in others also. None beyond thy power. Do thou speak then. And Lord, in mercy, do keep. And Lord, we pray for those returning. Lord, and we pray that thou would, Lord, in all things grant that working together for good. Lord, do we pray, help us as we return to thy word, and where thy dear people gather this night, and dear servant, his deep affliction at home, do thou open his mouth wide, and do thou fill it. Feed the sheep, feed the lambs, we pray. May there be that, not unto us, not unto us, but a leading, taking by the hand, blessed simplicity, into the truth that it is in Jesus. And a desire. Saw ye him whom my soul loveth? A drawing power in the gospel, thine own word. Lord, we do pray that thou would wash and cleanse. But do in much mercy then gather souls this night. Remember each cause of truth that may be represented here this night. And Lord, to open our mouth wide and do thou fill it. And keep us, Lord. Prove certainly I will be with thee. Send none empty away. Lord, could there be a continuing? And as thy servants come in and out amongst this church and people, feed the flock. And Lord, thy will done then, in earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we do pray that thou would in thy rich mercy. O strengthen our dear friend at the desk and each deacon, granting it all a single eye to thy honour, to thy glory, and encourage, Lord, and strengthen. And oh, may there be that one accord and one place, one mind, one spirit. And oh, to grant that quietness. And oh, that keeping in all the way, in all the needs. And Lord, it comes to mind again, my dear servant of old, and that precious promise, I will grant you, give you, pastors after mine own heart, that shall feed with knowledge and understanding. Oh, may it be, Lord, in the purposes of love and mercy, to work in these deep things, to exercise aright, Lord. We do pray for each that mourn, each in affliction, Lord, whether now for a long season. And, oh, Lord, those impossible cases, Lord, do thou grant a touch. And, oh, could there be, Lord, those blessings, those mercies, that known and felt. Lord, we do pray, help in the singing of the hymns. We beg it all in the precious name of Jesus, for his sake alone. Amen.
Hymn 557. How sweet and precious is the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, the Lamb, to sinners in distress, a name just suited to their case, pregnant with mercy, truth and grace, with strength and righteousness. 557.
in humble and complete dependence upon the Lord for needed help. I direct your prayerful attention to the portion we read in Paul's epistle to the Philippians, chapter 2, and the first part of verse 10. Paul's epistle to the Philippians, chapter 2, the first part of verse 10. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. The verse goes on of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. This word I thought initially was very much linked to that of this morning hour, thy will be done. But there was such a drawing in it, so laid upon my spirit, at the close of the morning service, there seemed to be that this word would be the text, if the Lord will, for the evening hour. The language, dear Paul, is blessedly drawn to here is very high. I couldn't help, it was so with me in that hymn that you have just sung. Was there a soul within these walls? As dear Gadsby, that dear, tried, much used Lord's servant, servant of Christ, servant of the living God, as he, as it were, takes up his pen and is led into the truth as it is in Jesus, there is that drawing, there is that, as it were, higher note. Was there a soul? As we sung those blessed lines, drawn higher and higher. Draw me, we will run after thee. Something here, so unspeakably blessed. You couldn't describe it, but oh, you knew a blessed drawing power. Draw me, we will run after thee. Oh, so you're found in this text. You're found at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. There is a hymn somewhere. Every tongue confessing, King of glory now. You know, you can't tell me as I've stood in this pulpit over the years, in this solemn, yet the Lord has made it a sacred place at times, that, oh, there's not a drawing. There's not that blessedly goes forth. And it may be so. There is that humble trust. I shall yet praise him, from whom all blessings flow. Drawing in this, for dear Paul, as he picks up his pen to write to those at Philippi, to all the saints in Christ Jesus which are at Philippi, grace be unto you and peace, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God in every remembrance of you. There is that fellowship in the gospel. But this, as I turn to the beginning of this blessed epistle, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Do you know this drawing soul? Would you know? Would your soul blessedly go forth? Dear Paul, you knew such a bond to those at Philippi. You will recall, remarkable was the leading to those at Philippi. The dear apostles would go this way and prevent it, and that way, but the Lord stopped them. But oh, there came that deep in the night, that man of Macedonia, come over and help us. Assuredly, oh, that the Lord had gone before, the Lord had called. They go to preach the word. But as one already, as it were, cut themselves off of this word this night, this blessed word and this blessed drawing and this blessed, can I use the word theme? On the dear apostle spirit, as he's so drawn in love to his Lord. Oh, is there one you cannot approach unto such holy, precious things? You write, as it were, bitter things against yourself. Go back, or perhaps at home this night, read of the Lord's doings in Philippi, that chief city, that part of Macedonia. Yes, precious work, when the Lord opened the heart of dear Lydia. He can open the heart. And oh, it was the place where prayer was wont to be made, where there was that blessed word. Quench not the spirit, despise not those drawings. Oh, soul, if the Lord has opened your heart in some way, and there is that so precious in the things of Jesus, and you have to blessedly bow, and you have to hasten to bow, so still press toward the mark. It's in the very next chapter. Still look unto Jesus. May you indeed know those quiet waters. May indeed know those places where your soul is as a well-watered garden. Understand those gardens often referred to in some parts of the world, what we would perhaps call a walled garden in our land, a very private place, a place to come apart and rest a while. They're places of mercy. They're places of his presence. But it was so laid upon my spirit concerning another that equally, blessedly comes into this that dear Paul had to write to those at Philippi. And he was a hardened Roman jailer. We understand they generally recruited their jailers from the Roman army. They were one of the hardest, most merciless armies that this sin-cursed earth has ever known, hardened souls. And yet this one, loyal service amongst hardened sinners, and couldn't be distinguished from them. But this one came one night through these two men committed to his charm. Oh, brought a hardened Roman jailer to bow down. He would have killed himself. But oh, the cry in the darkness, do thyself no harm, we are all here. And oh, we spoke of dear Paul this morning, trembling and astonished. You trace the pathway, this hardened jailer falls down. What must I do to be saved? Oh, the most hardened rebel. Sinner vile. So may you know that blessed set time at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Those dear exercise burdened souls amongst this praying church and people, those the very souls go out in prayer for your souls, just as dear Paul so prayed for those at Philippi. Along that, oh, you may be blessedly brought to hear his voice, to hear the voice of love and mercy that sounds aloud from Calvary, to blessedly flee to that rock which is Christ. It's a solemn thought, but it is an eternal truth that we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. All. And oh, so, dear Gadsby, another hymn. He speaks, think and tremble, death is now upon the road. Every eye shall see him. Sometimes it is so laid upon my spirit. There was a discussion once, that's the right word. Oh, one that so raged against this precious name of Jesus. One that so confessed another name. You know, after that conversation, this, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, so laid upon my spirit. And sometimes there is such a spirit of prayer for that one, not beyond his power. So, oh, do you come this night? And is there one, is there, as dear Paul and Silas, so harshly treated by this jailer? They'd been so severely treated. But at midnight, they sang praises. Oh, there is that in the darkness where the Lord can, and it may indeed be thick darkness. Oh, grant such a drawing on such a precious word as this. The name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Oh Lord, make me to know it, to hear the voice of love and mercy, but oh, to blessedly see thy work. Those of old saw thy his work in hardened sinners, rebel base. And oh, what an encouragement. Did we quote this morning? Did we quote more than once? Rebellious thou hast been and art rebellious still. But since in love I took thee in, my purpose I'll fulfill. that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. So, how is it with you this night? And how is it with me? His word, you know, will not return unto him void, but it shall accomplish that which he doth please. And is there that the Lord would cause some sinner, some souls to bow down under, to humbly and reverently come in humble submission with his fear in exercise, overwhelmed that sense of his presence, his glory, his majesty. Thy will be done. I don't care who you might be, the character, the strength of character, the purpose of character. But oh, soul, if there is that of love and mercy, if the Lord has a purpose to such a sinner, as he did Saul of Tarsus. You see, in a sense, how remarkable this one here could write such blessed language of him. Oh, he hated the name of Jesus. He hated those that confessed this name, that professed this pathway, that looked to this despised Nazarene, those that have been with Jesus, something blessedly, gloriously shone through. But he haled men and women to prison. He witnessed while they were put to death. But oh, now we must write these blessed words. The name of Jesus, every knee should bow. And the Lord shows him eternal things in Christ Jesus. None are beyond his power, you know. And that's such a comfort to the Lord's people. Such a comfort to those hardly treated. Such a comfort when there is such a drawing in this. I think of that one so cruelly tortured. Great translator of our Bible, so burdened to bring the Word of God, plain English, before the people. And oh, what grace was given. What a bowing down in humble submission to his Lord. But you know, the one behind it all, the one whose influence had brought him to that awful place after the manner of men, his dying prayer, even in that cruel, cruel, terrible death in the flames, was, Lord, open the eyes of the King of England. And oh, you know that prayer. History records there was that work, the throne downwards, and the gospel, the light of the gospel shone up and down this dark land. His word had free course and was glorified. Many, oh, blessedly brought to hear his voice and to bow. So there is power here and there is glory here. Perhaps we should hasten on. I initially wrote a different reading for our dear friend, but it was that made me look up that in the Revelation. And the language in that fifth chapter is indeed high, the dear. He was one, you know. There was dear John, banished. There was dear John on the Isle of Patmos. There was dear John in his old age, but he'd been with Jesus. And his Lord came, put him in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and oh, lifted him up. To see glorious things. That dear Isaiah saw by faith. So many years before, he shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. And oh, these precious, glorious things of the Lion of Judah, that one in the midst of the throne, that bring in to sing a new song, and that falling before him, loud voice, worthy is the Lamb. Power, riches, wisdom, strength, honour and glory and blessing. This is breathing a different air. You that grovel here below, fond of these trifling toys, you whose thoughts can neither fly nor go to reach eternal joys, there is a place where the blessed Spirit gathers. And there is that, oh, one accord, one mind, that same love. And oh, it's irresistible. And there's a sacred longing. And as the heart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. And oh, you hasten then as dear Moses to bow down. You hasten then to fall down. You hasten then to worship. Can do no other. But oh, blessedly crown him. Blessedly be strengthened in him. To bow. Perhaps particularly in our culture. It's not an easy thing to bow. But oh, the Lord will make it an easy thing, you know. To bow before him in prayer. To bow before him as we come to his sacred word of truth. to bow before him in his purposes. Thy will be done. And there's a blessed closeness there. So, would you know? So, would you, in whatever it is that you may be resisting? Oh, here is irresistible grace. Here is almighty power. Here is, and oh, dear John so sees it in glory. And what encouragement. Yes, the old enemy may indeed say, this is not for you. Not for such a hell-deserving sinner. But oh, hear, Lord, and humbly bring it. What a description. John elsewhere is led to call it a number that no man can number. Here it is, 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. Incomprehensible. Beyond our thought, beyond imagination's utmost stretch. But these are those he shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. And they will fall before him. But there is that very solemnly and very searchingly was upon my spirit, and it's still there, to how to bring this before you. You know, it must be the way of Jesus. It must be the way of the cross. It must be the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, do you dread so to be left to climb up some other way? Do you dread, as we spoke this morning, oh, the name's gone, but the dear woman, the first chapter of the first book of Samuel. Count me not a daughter of Belial. Oh, one so base. One not deserving those mercies. It was my position once to be at a royal opening, and Her Majesty the Queen had these brought before her, and they're arranged in a line. I don't know, perhaps 5-6 people. And the private secretary to Her Majesty went behind that line, and he had a little piece of paper in his hand, and he introduced Her Majesty to each in that line, their names, and very briefly something about them. But there was a young woman. She had been under instruction to keep back from that line, but somehow or other she slipped forward And she too curtsied in between two on that receiving line. I don't know whether it was through Her Majesty so concentrating on one and another, she was introduced to them and they bowed down to her. She totally ignored that young woman. That so spoke to me. There is that the Lord Jesus speaks of. How camest thou hither without a wedding garment? So, would you bow down in love? Would you bow down? Oh, because one of this purchased flock, one that blessedly, preciously knows, and it is precious, oh, that the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. One that could and would say more, worthy is the Lamb. Oh, or would you be left to climb up some other way? Solemnly left out, when thou for thy saint doth call. It's a real question, and it's a searching question, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow. Lord, prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. Thy Spirit must the work perform. It must all be of grace. How could we sum up that last line? It must all be of Jesus. All the pathway, all that is to come, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow. The time's gone, but oh, soul, precious souls, this night there is that song of praise here. There's that song of thanksgiving. There is that gathering in rejoicing. There is that is sacred and that is holy. Pray to blessedly night. And oh, may you be blessed and favored and strengthened tonight in Christ Jesus, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £750, for which we're very thankful. God willing, Mr. Izzard is expected to preach on Tuesday evening and Mr. Chapman next Lord's Day. And the collections next Lord's Day will be for the local auxiliary of the TBS for their scripture text posters. Let us close with hymn 723. Come ye sinners, poor and wretched, weak and wounded, sick and sore. Jesus ready stands to save you, full of pity, joined with power. He is able, he is willing, doubt no more. 723.
May that blessed command go forth. Encourage him. And oh, do bless, abundantly bless thine own pure word. Do wash, do cleanse all amiss. Take us now under thy kind care, thy mercy. Truly may thy will be done. But oh, we beg for it in much mercy. Now, may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all.